The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And here it is, yet another unasked for edition of What Did We Watch? Guys, I took a plane to Vegas, so you know I caught up on a lot of stuff I would never, ever pay for in person at home. But I did catch it on a plane, so it doesn't matter. Kevin Israel, I finally made true of my promise and watched Indiana Jones 5. The first act is decent, and then it falls apart like wet, like edible underwear after Don Jameson gives you oral sex. When they go in the ocean, where they're fighting the eels as they're going down, I go, oh, fucking stop it already. This is beyond silly. I wish the ending was better. It got lazy. Oh, okay. Well, do we ruin the ending? By the way, he can't die, right? Because he drank from the grill in Last Crusade. Did anyone ever discuss that? No? Okay. The villain was okay. Mads Mikkelsen, he's good in a lot of stuff, but I felt this was giving the short shrift. Yes, it's better than Crystal Skull, but then again, so is herpes. 4 out of 10. Lex, I watched because it's on Disney Plus and I refuse to pay for it. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I absolutely hated this film. I am amazed I lasted through the entire 2 hours and 40 minutes. Maybe it's because I was reading a book the entire time about the 1986 New York Football Giants. Jim, Don, that's a team that won a Super Bowl when VHS was around. So just to give you some perspective. This film stunk. It dragged. I did not care about the villain. I did not care about what happened. I quasi liked Rocket's origin story. This film is nothing but an excuse to have a playlist of songs. I go, I like that song. This is Forrest Gump, but with Marvel characters instead. I hated Guardians 2. Guardians 1 is all right. This film stunk. 2 out of 10. And on Netflix, I watched two more. The Saint of Second Chances. What's it about? If you guys know who the St. Paul Saints are, it's an independent league baseball team that featured a guy with no legs coming to bat. It also featured Daryl Strawberry coming off crack cocaine and then getting invited to play on the 96 Yankees and then winning a World Series. It's about the guy who founded them and how his dad was Bill Veeck. You know that name, Don Jameson, owner of the White Sox. Pretty good story. Liked it. Entertaining if you're a baseball guy. I did not need Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia doing the interstitial backgrounds. 6 out of 10. Last one I watched, and I did not like it. I watched The Machine. He wrote The Machine with Burt Kreischer. I turned it off after 30 minutes. It's not funny.
No.
At all. I tried.
Burt Kreischer should have been in The Machinist.
Christian Bale, where he's emaciated.
Yes. Yeah, that's a way better director's choice. Have Burt Kreischer be The Machinist.
Because he couldn't sleep.
Can you imagine that? Yeah. I had two flights to Vegas and not one film that I gave above a 6. Saint of Second Chances was good. That's it. Kevin Israel, I hope you had something better to watch than that, but we'll find out.
I've watched a lot of stuff. I'm going to burn through my list quick. So I saw the Barbie movie, or whatever the movie was titled. It was cute. It hit some nostalgia, but the
nostalgia. Message, did you have the Barbie dream house as a kid in your house?
No, but I had a TV and I saw commercials. Oh. it was cute, but it was also really heavy handed, and it just kind of dragged on after a while. I gave it a 5.5 out of 10. I saw Blue Beetle. DC definitely is trying to shed the darkness, except they went a little too far and they made a live action Pixar film. 5.5 out of 10. I saw a horror movie from last year called Smile. It was actually really good. I did jump up a lot, although the ending, they should have ended it 5 minutes earlier. 7 out of 10. Indy 5. It was better than I expected, but still not necessary. And Harrison Ford is fucking old. 5 out of 10. I watched About My Father, the Sebastian Maniscalco, Robert De Niro disaster. They say Italian in that movie more times than Vin Diesel says family in Fast and the Furious, all of them put together. It was such a terrible, horrible, awful movie, 1 out of 10. And then I saw a movie called No One Will Save You, which is another horror movie. It was a sort of sci-fi horror movie that was sort of interesting, but the ending ended up being a little too cute for what they were just trying to make a simple sort of alien abduction movie. But I still enjoyed it. 6.5 out of 10. Oh, and I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. I totally disagree with Kevin. I loved it. Not the greatest Marvel movie, but it was way better than 2, probably as good as 1. And I loved Rock, and I'm a sucker for animals, and I loved Rocket's backstory. I would give it a 7.5 out of 10.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Just because of the backstory, you're going to tell me all the other
shit? That's what the whole movie was. It was basically his backstory.
Disagree. Don Jameson, what did you watch, pal?
Well, it's got to be a movie, huh?
Or it could be a TV show.
Yeah, so I've been dating this new broad, so you know, watch stuff, you know, and pretend like, yeah, I like Ben Stiller. Ugh.
Oh, we did Shallow Hal. Well, that's not Stiller. Never mind. That's Jack Black. I always confuse the two of them because they're both horribly unfunny. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. I did Shallow Hal.
Yep.
We watched Dodgeball. I mean, the only thing else, I mean, Ben Stiller, it's that typical, just way, way, way over the top acting. But I will say Ben Stiller did show up to make a movie. Vince Vaughn showed up to watch somebody make a movie. I never saw a guy sleepwalk through a film as much as that guy did. So that was a big pile of garbage. Game of Thrones, people always go, I can't believe you never saw Game of Thrones. I'm like, I'd probably like it if I watched it. Holy crap. That is duller than Joe Biden's erection.
I never watched it because I don't give a shit.
It's unbearable. It's all the same acting level for 55 minutes and a dragon comes out for 10 seconds and it's over. That's Game of Thrones in a nutshell. And the one that I kind of liked, not bad, pretty good. I'm going to watch it from the beginning. Only Murders in the Apartment with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
It was fun.
Not bad. Not bad. I want to see it in sequence now. I'm interested enough. Demi Lovato. Okay, what are you going to do? You know, you got to throw in, you know, one of these young, you know, Gen Zers in there.
One of these kids.
Wait a minute. I thought it was Selena Gomez.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. but Martin Short, he's both those guys are brilliant. So
sure.
With the modern writing with them, I like it. Good stuff.
Awesome. Thanks again, everybody, for hanging out and enjoying this week's What Did We Watch? We'll see you later.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.